The Gemara Mem Tes discusses the pasuk Liachalta v'Savata, the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon. So generally, you know, Achila, when the Torah says the word Achila, ain Achila pachas mikazayas. They usually have to eat a volume of an olive. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda learned. However, Rabbi Yehuda learned from the, that would have been the halacha, except since the Torah says Liachalta v'Savata, so the Birkas Hamazon, instead of a kabeya, it's an egg volume, which will say for our purposes more than the olive, let's say double the olive, but more than the olive. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the pasuk's telling me. Yachalta v'sabata, kazayas isn't enough min haTorah. Normally, kazayas is labeled an achila, but since it says v'sabata, you have to have a kabeya. And Rabbeya disagrees and says, no, Biachalta does mean kazayas, like it always does. I said, what are we going to have with sabata? That I also have to drink. If I eat a kazayas and I drink, so then I'm chayev and ben shimon haTorah. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Biachalta v'sabata, v'sabata is defining the achila. Normally a kazayas is the chiyah, but in this case you need a kabeya. And Rameya disagrees and says no, v'achalta still means a kazayas, and v'savata means drinking. So according to Rameya, either if you, we'll see what it means. Does it mean according to Rameya, even if I eat a kabeya, but I don't drink, so I'm not chayev and ben shimon haTorah, is it a din d'rabbanan or not? So Tosis says, in the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis, that he says that in a Torah, you have to eat a Kadei Sevilla. And these are only rabbinic laws about V'yachalta v'savata, about with Shtiyah. But in a Torah, that's Tosus going to skip Shuto, that you have to eat Kabeya. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, that the minimum shiur to be chayev min haTorah is kedei sevia. And midrabanan, we say, even if you eat a kazayas, you chayev in benching midrabanan. And the Beis Yosef, or Yosef Cairo, says, but what about the drush of v'savata zua zushtia? That's just a dindrabanan about smacht, about making a bracha achroni after drinking. But there's no relevance on the biblical level. So the way the Rabbi Yosef learns, Rabbi Meir, and everyone agrees, min haTorah, you don't have to drink. It's only a dim midrabanan. However, the Yoreim disagrees with Tosis and says, no, the Rameyer is saying a dinda right. So Rameyer says v'savata zushtia, that what the pasuk is saying is, if one is thirsty after his meal, he's not chayev in benching min haTorah. In other words, according to the Yoreim, if you eat a kazayas of bread, if you ate a kazayas of bread and you drank, you'd be chayev and benching min haTorah, according to Rav Meir. But if you ate a kazayas of bread and you're thirsty, so then you would not be chayev and benching min haTorah until he has a drink. So we paskin, not like that, we paskin min haTorah, as long as you eat a kadesa via yechayev and benching, you eat a kazayas yechayev and drabban, and drinking isn't relevant. However, even though we pass that way, Me'ikar Adin, the Ramah quotes that it's preferable that the one who leads the Zeman, if you have two people, one who ate and didn't drink, and one who ate and drank, you should give it to the one who drank, because therefore, according to the Reim, that's the person who fulfills the biblical obligation. This, like we mentioned before, the Machogas, the Bahag, and the Balitosis, whether someone who ate a Kazayas, it's going to be Motzi, someone who ate Kadesh Sevilla, the Bahag says no. like a katan can't be motzi, and Tosfos says yes, because kol yisrael reivim zeh lazeh. And really, when I told you, you don't have to eat anything, it's only because it says baruch shachanu mishalo. So, yet nevertheless, even though we paskin like the Rush and Tosfos that it went away to kizayis can be motzi, somebody more, it's still best to give it to the one who ate the kedesavia in deference to the Bahag. So the Ramah is saying something similar in deference to the Shitas HaYureyim in Rav Meir, it's best to give someone who ate and drank. But you know, Meikar identity is still Yotze, but it's best to do it. The Ichaz and Ish raises an interesting question. He says, what happens someone, you eat a meal, the usual, and you did, I guess, and you ate your bread, and you had birka samazan, and you didn't drink at all in the meal. So you had a meal, you benched, and then afterwards you had a drink, because you were thirsty. So the Chazanish raises the possibility, according to the Urayim, maybe he's obligated to bench again. Since he was thirsty at the end of the meal, v'savata zushtia, he was never obligated to, when he benched, he was only chayav midraban, and now that he drank, he'd be chayav and benching min haTorah. And therefore, when he drank after the meal, after the benching, he became chayav min haTorah. So that's when he raises that possibility. Based on this, some poskim say that since the Ramah quotes the Yireyim Uchumra, that one is preferable to give someone who drank and not drank, so some poskim say it's preferable if you're not going to drink during the meal, it's best not to drink immediately after the meal. I guess how long that meal is. How long, if you have to wait 72 minutes or whatever the share might be, to avoid a drink till you avoid the shiloh or the chayav and birkas hamazon again. I guess obviously a simple age is to have a drink during the meal, and therefore even according to Urayim, you are chayav and benchim min haTorah, and therefore you are yotzi. But that's the machokes, Rav Meir and Yehuda, to the Ramah seems to be choshes shechumra for the Urayim shita, at least lechatchila. And therefore, if you want to take the chaz and ish raises, if you're going to take the Ramah seriously, then you shouldn't have, if someone who didn't drink during a meal should not drink immediately after the meal, because then maybe you become chayav min haTorah. To avoid the issue, therefore better to drink during the meal, but if you're not going to drink during the meal, you should wait a certain amount of time until after benching before you have a drink to avoid putting yourself into a safechi of daraisa of birkas hamazon.